A Brief History of the Holy Roman Empire. Emperors and Popes, 1056 to 1153. So in 97 years, we're going to have four emperors, and they're going to have 14 popes. And there's a whole series of anti-popes, which run to 10. So it's a rather confusing time period. So under Henry IV, he had four real popes and four anti-popes. The real popes were Gregory VII, Victor III, Urban II, and Pascal II. The anti-popes, Clement III, who was probably the rightful person, Theodoric, and Albert, and Sylvester IV. Henry V, who reigns from 1106 to 1125, had four popes and three anti-popes. So he had Pascal II, Gelasius II, Callistus II, and Honorius II. And his anti-popes, Sylvester IV, Gregory VIII, Celestine II. And then we have Lothar. And Lothar goes from 1125 to 1137, and he's two and two. Two real popes, two anti-popes. Real pope, Honorius II, and Innocent II. And then the anti-popes were Celestine II and Anacletus II. And then our last one in this period is Conrad III, 1138 to 1152. Four real popes, one anti-pope. The real popes are Innocent II, Celestine II, Lucius II, Eugenius III, and the one anti-pope is Victor IV. And so that is the mess in the church at this particular time. And you can see why when you talk about the Holy Roman Empire and you're trying to keep track of the emperors and what territory they're controlling, and then you have to deal with the papacy, who is just going nuts at this particular time. So it's quite a mess, so to speak. But we're going to have the end. Finally, we'll reach the end of the Franconians with the rise of Pope Pascal II. The fall of the Franconians. Now, the Crusades had done more to ensure the survival of the Gregorian popes than any military excursion against Henry IV ever could. The success of the Crusades further strengthened the power of the papacy and weakened Henry's claims. Even Henry would soon be seeking reconciliation, but he was to be replaced by a spoiled son whose character was lacking in Christian virtue. The Franconian or Salian dynasty was about to fall. With the rise of the new Kingdom of Jerusalem and the expanse of the Holy Roman Empire in the England, Normandy, and Spain, the role of the emperor, whose authority was only really felt in Germany and Italy, diminished until it would be revived half a century later by Frederick Barbarossa. The popes were now the true masters of the Holy Roman Empire, stretching from the Middle East to the coast of the Atlantic Ocean. But their struggle was not yet over. Indeed, their struggle would never truly end, for emperors are not eager to surrender their authority easily. Now, the sources for this is Religion and the Holy Roman Empire by Ferguson, Before France and Germany by Gary, The Oxford History of Medieval Europe by Holmes, The Papal Encyclopedia by Bunsen, The Capetian Kings of France, 987 to 1328 by Butler and Adams, French History, Volume 1 by Guizot, Barbarian Invasions by Delbruck, Early Germans by Todd, and The Rise and Fall of the Holy Roman Empire by Criswell. So I hope you enjoyed that, and as always, don't forget to come by the website, summahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com, and ask a question, leave a comment, check out our merchandise, and if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.